do you deal with family and friends that don't support your business? I mean, this is a really tough one. Because of course, the people around us are the people that we love and influence us the most. However, not every time they are there to support us or to support the things that we do. Because they might not see what we see yet. And they're not part of our, that particular part of our journey. And most of the time, either they want to protect us, so because they don't want us to be in danger, then they try to bring us down, or sometimes is really living in a toxic environment. So how do we deal if we have this kind of situation? So with family and friends that do support our business. This is what we are going to talk about in this particular episode of the Expert to Authority show. So if you're here, welcome. Again, if you have not subscribed, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out any particular content. Let's get straight into it, because the reason why I decided to do this particular episode on this topic is because we work with hundreds of people, and every time we have a lot of conversations with clients where they want to take a step forward and they feel like they are taking a step backward. And I remember as well, when I started my business, it was very difficult even to explain what a coach was to a lot of my friends and family. People thought that I was crazy. I came from the catering industry. I was serving in a restaurant, sometimes managing a restaurant. But when I said I'm going to be in the field of personal development and leadership and working with young people, which was my first business, then a lot of people started thinking, you know, who are you to do that? And let me tell you the truth, it was very difficult to deal with it, because there was a lot of self-doubt that then I created within myself. And I think it's very common, not everyone is an environment where everyone is completely and totally supportive around them, but either they want to protect them, or sometimes they just don't want them to succeed. Some people, they're just bitter. So how do we deal with this? Well, we have different situation, different solutions depending on the situations. These are the three solutions that we are exploring. Number one is don't talk to them if they're not supportive. Don't talk to them about your plans, about your business, and don't talk to them about what you're up to in that particular area. Now, this, of course, not in every situation, you will not be able to talk to them. But if they are maybe friends or acquaintances, and you know they're the kind of people that will bring people down, or maybe they've already done it with you before, you don't owe any explanation to anyone. You don't. That's the truth. It is your life and it's their life. So you don't owe them nothing or any explanation in this case. So if that's possible, avoid that situation in the first place. Don't talk to them about it. I remember, for example, this is what I did. A lot of my friends were back in Italy, and I moved to the UK. I started my business when I was 23 in the coaching industry, starting first working with young people. And then in the meanwhile, I was starting running my events in the evening and working with adults pro bono to build my experience. And when I remember that, when I told to some of my friends that we were really close at the time when we were in our teens, but then I told to them about my coaching aspirations, the fact that I'm going to change lives, and the fact that I was going to be a public speaker, that I was going to write books, that it was very life-changing, the work that I was doing, and that I had this big transformation. Just the look in their face was like, are you crazy? In particular, coming from a small provincial town in Italy, people don't even know, they don't even know what coaching is. And of course, they've not been part of my journey when the learning that I had with all the events and seminars that I was attending in London. So I cannot even blame them for who they are. If I were to stay in the small town where I was born for the rest of my life, and someone will come back to me and say, hey, I'm gonna be a coach, I'll probably react in the same way. So remember, if you don't have to, don't talk to people that you know they're not going to be supportive, or they might not be able to understand you, or they might not be able to help you out. In particular, the beginning of your journey. Because at the beginning of our journey is where we are the most vulnerable. That's where if someone says something to us, they can affect us the most. Because our dream and our aspiration is still very little, is very delicate. And then someone is going to tell us that it's not worth anything or that we cannot do it. And that affects us even deeper. It cuts even deeper. Why? Because it's not matured enough. If someone now comes to me and said, no, you can't do it, most of the time I laughed in their face. But at the beginning, I couldn't do that. I was not able to do that. And the comments of my friends, they really got me to second guess. Will I be able to do it? Am I the right person to do it? Fortunately, I was able, I managed not to listen to them and build the business that we have built in GTEX. But if that's where you are, you don't need to talk to them. And if you don't have to talk to them about this part, I'm not talking about anything, but about this part that is very delicate and is very precious to you, don't do it. So that's number one. Don't talk to them if they're not supportive, if you don't have to. Second scenario, let's say that you actually have to talk to them. Maybe they are your spouse or your partner, and they are involved in some of the financial decisions, and running a business then is a financial decision. Some not at the beginning in particular, it's more the money that you're putting in than the money that you're getting out. So some people might start having some problems with that, and for very valid reason. Again, if they're the type of person if you're in a toxic relationship, that this person doesn't support you at all, do something about it. Because, of course, like every dynamic is different. I'm not saying here what you have or you don't have to do it. But I think that a good partnership is a partnership where people can understand each other and can support each other in the dreams and the goals that they both have. And that's what I see as a healthy relationship. I feel blessed to have this type of relationship with my wife. I have my business, she has her business, we talk, we support each other. And sometimes we make tough decisions together, but we know that what we want is the best for each other independently of what's the best for me individually. And that's, I think, what's a great and healthy relationship. But let's say that now your partner is actually very supportive, but maybe they had enough. Maybe the business has not gone well for a while, or they cannot deal with the up and down. Not everyone has the entrepreneurial mindset and being able to deal with not knowing what's going to come next. A lot of people, in particular, they've been in a job for a long time, they're used to get to be able to plan more for the future. Well, when you're starting a business, man, you can't plan for much. Don't even know if next month you're going to get a client, if the next month you're not going to get anything, if the next 4 months you're not going to get any client. Or maybe you're going to just have a boom. Who knows? It's very unpredictable, in particular at the beginning. So what do you do in this kind of situation? Let them know. Let them know how you feel about their comments. Let them know about how you feel about their judgment on that situation or the lack of support that you are receiving. Let them know how it affects you. Now, you will find that if that person is really there, willing to listen, they will often change the way they interact with you. Or you might find a dynamic that it works together, for both of you together as a unit. I know, and I'm not just talking about spouse or partnerships, or it can be also family. It can be like close family. This also kind of close relationships, it can work in that way as well. And I remember I was working with a client, and she had that situation where her husband was really struggling to deal with the up and down, with the ups and downs, with the ups and downs, with the ups and downs. And he was so stressed out because of that, that actually he was putting more doubts and fears into my client's mind. And I remember having a session because she asked me, it's like, what do I do now? Now, of course, I love my partner, but this doesn't work for my business. And now I'm starting doubting myself. I know that some months are going to be better months and other months are not going to be as good. So what do I do in this situation? And I said, have you told to him about how does this affect you? And she said, no, I haven't. I haven't told to him about how this really makes me feel and how it affects me. I said, okay, well, go and do it. So they had a conversation, and what they've decided, for example, is to only have selective conversations about the business. So there would not maybe be financials conversations, because that was the part that was triggering him the most. But they will talk about other ideas or other plans or other projects, but leave the financial part on the side. In particular, if there was a not a good month or not a good couple of months in a row. And they found their dynamic in that way. Because it's important also to understand that sometimes it's not just that the other person doesn't love you, it's now that the lack of stability, if that is an important value for that other partner, it can really be triggering for them. And now this doesn't work for them in their relationship. So think about this in this way. Let them know. Let them know how it affects you. And then have that conversation first. And then you can find something that can work for the both of you. This is often for the people that you love and care about the most, and they love and care about you the most. This is often the best approach, the most balanced approach. Having a good conversation. Now, there is another element which is really important to counterbalance the naysayers, right? Because you can't always, it's very draining, it's incredibly draining, try either not to talk to anyone, because now you're keeping everything in yourself, if you're not talking to anyone, or just having these selective conversations, or tiptoeing around the subject. At some point it's very draining and you gotta drop your guard, it can build a lot of frustration and resentment. We all need a community of like-minded people. We all need to have exchanges in things that they are important to us. And that's very healthy on a human level. And that's why the third element is to counterbalance the all this act of selective talking or not talking or talking about your feelings with actually being part of a community of people that can really understand you, that they have your back, that they just want the best for you, and they can understand the journey that you're in. Now, that's why actually GTEX originally started. It wasn't a training company. It was a community. It was a community of people. Why did it start? Because I found running a business and creating a business incredibly tough. And throughout these events, we met these amazing people and we said, you know what? Let's just come together and support each other. That was 10 years ago from the recording of this video, the ethos of GTEX and why we started, which is still very valid and very strong until now. But having, if I remember the early stages, having my own community of people that they could actually understand my journey, they could tell me, hey, you know what, how about you do this? How about you don't do that? And they just had my best interest and my success in their heart, and vice versa, where I was able to contribute to them, and in a small little way, sometimes with some feedback, sometimes with an idea. But just having that, it was priceless for me. And I think that a lot of people, in particular post-pandemic or right now in the entrepreneurial world, you know, it's very easy just to put your head down and work your ass off without building those kind of connections and relationship, just to find yourself alone in the moments where you need others the most. You know, when things go great and everything is flowing and you got clients and you got brilliant ideas and you got opportunities, no, you're riding that wave, you're not even thinking about the support that you need. And then there's a moment where those things go away. They either you crash and burn, or you have a few not good months in a row in the business. Now opportunities are not coming as frequently. Then what do? That? Who are you going to lean on? Because if you're on your own, you're making your life even more difficult for yourself. And of course, everyone has a different personality, right? There are people that work better in communities, people that work better in isolation, but non-human beings work well mentally and physically and spiritually in complete isolation. So you are going to decide how often you're going to engage with your community, but having those relationships, they're going to be a lifesaver for you. In particular, if you have a lot of naysayers on one side, you need something strong to counterbalance on the other side. And if you give yourself what you need, if you give yourself this community, then you will find that the sky is the limit. Because they're going to be the friends and the people that are going to be there for you when you need it the most. But also they're not going to bring you down when things are going well. They're going to be there to lift you up even higher and ride that wave even stronger and even higher. So give yourself that community. That's why we have created GTEx. If you want to explore actually how GTEx can help you out, there is a link. You can book a call and then we can see how the GTEx community can support you. Because if you're there saying, you know what, I don't really know. I feel lonely right now. I feel like I'm just like banging my head against the wall and I don't have a strong support network around me. Then explore different options, and definitely GTEx is one of them if you are a coach or a speaker and love to have a chat and see how we can support you. Now, whether it's GTEx or whether it's not GTEx, make sure you give yourself what you need to overcome those challenges. And in particular, deal with family and friends that are not supportive, because that's the topic of what we're talking about. So to recap, three things that you can do. One is don't talk to them at all about your dreams, about your aspirations to people that are not supportive. For the closest people around you, let them know how their comments affect you and find a solution that can work for both of you. And then the third one is to find a community of like-minded people where you can have this conversation. They're there to support you and uplift you so that the energy we carry over with all the naysayers. Thank you again for watching or listening. If you have not subscribed to the show, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any other incredible episodes. And also, if you want to explore how GTEx can support you and your business, then check the link in the comments and in the description, so you will find resources and as well a free training that can help you with the next step to create a more profitable, sustainable, and happyful, it's not a word, but I just made it up, coaching and speaking business. Until next time, remember that together we grow exponentially. Ciao! Thank you for listening to Explode Your Expert Business Show. If you enjoyed the interview, please subscribe to the show and leave us a review. Every week we will select a winner from the reviews that we get. So it might be you. Make sure you give us a review. It means the world to us, and that's how you can help us grow the show. Also, remember to download the Expert Business Checklist to get the roadmap on how to become an authority in your field. The link is in the show notes, or you can visit gtex.events/expert-checklist. So it's gtex.events/expert-checklist. And as well, finally, if you want to receive daily support in your coaching and speaking business or explore how we can work together, join our private Facebook group, Explode Your Expert Biz. Again, you can find it on Facebook at Explode Your Expert Biz, or the link is in the show notes. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, remember that together we grow exponentially.